And now to Japan, where tribute bands are happy to perform with or without those big contracts. There are Rolling Stones impersonators, David Bowie clones, and an off-sited but hard-to-confirm figure of 500 Japanese Elvis impersonators. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports on a local version of The Beatles, a band that's become a Tokyo institution.
Abbey Road Live House is on a small street and down a flight of stairs, just like the Cavern, the club where the Beatles got their start. But Liverpool, it ain't. This is Roppongi, a pulsating epicenter of Tokyo nightlife, packed with clubs, bars, and restaurants. At Abbey Road, the walls are adorned with Beatles memorabilia and Beatles videos on the big TV screen. The club was established in 1996. Their main house band has since brought them fame. Ladies and gentlemen, meet the Parrots. With his long hair and sunglasses, Parrots founder Mamori Yoshi looks a bit like a chunky Asian version of John Lennon.
I heard the Beatles for the first time in 1963 when I was 8 years old. I didn't know what it was about, and I didn't understand the English words at all, but I was singing along with the records.
For someone who can't speak much English, he sings with a pretty convincing Liverpudlian Scouse accent. At first, he actually did try to mimic the Beatles' style, but he says he's way past that stage now. Parrots were the first Asian band to have been invited to Beatles conventions, and now they've been to Liverpool 6 times. Yoshi speaks reverently of visiting John Lennon's old haunts.
I know I'm so far from John, and my personality is completely different from his. John is always above everything. I want to become closer to him. I'll always love him, but I can never reach him.
At their shows, 5 nights a week, the Parrots take requests from the audience. But good luck trying to stump them. They can play more than 200 songs, pretty much the entire Beatles repertoire. The audience at Abbey Road includes all types, from graying salarymen grooving in their suits and ties to 20-somethings having a birthday party. One of the regulars at the club is engineering student Junpei Ishiguro.
They are great.
I think they are one of the best Beatles tribute band in Japan, of course, and they are quite famous in the other area also.
This summer, the British band Arctic Monkeys invited the Parrots to join them at their gigs in Manchester, England. Western bands that have heard the Parrots' shows in Tokyo include Jeff Beck, Sting, The Pretenders, and Oasis. Mr. Yoshi says that Yoko Ono has not dropped by yet. Visitors may look at the Parrots and see a quirky sort of Beatlemania, but to many Japanese, it's more like Parrot Mania.
My name is Kyoko, and my age is 40. And actually, I came here like 6 years ago, and I really like the Beatles now because of the Parrots.
How many Beatles albums do you own at home?
All.
For their 10th anniversary, the Parrots put out their own album of live Beatles covers on Sony Records. So why are these tribute bands such a big deal here? Ask Japanese folks, and many will voice the conventional wisdom that they are a nation of expert imitators who excel at reverse engineering cars, electronics, and pop music. But other Japanese give a more nuanced response. They say it's just a tradition of craftsmanship and attention to detail. It's a keen eye for fashion and style, and a knack for assimilating cultural imports. It's really just taking something you love and making it your own. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.